and we can go back, and if we have any unanswered questions, which we hope we don't today, we can review the tape and make sure we answer your questions correctly.
Sounds good.
And we just had Jeff join us. Jeff, can you hear us?
Don't think his video or audio is up yet. Or at least the little symbols aren't on there yet.
Yeah, just his name. And we will start with introductions. I'll start with me. My name's Jody. I assist Lynn with grant reporting, but I'm also the construction project manager out in St. Paul. I have an accounting, a legal, and a construction background. Lynn, do you want to go next?
Sure. I'm Lynn Sturbins, and I'm the grants coordinator for the City of St. Paul, and I've been with the city for 5 years. But I have over 30 years of grant administration experience. Phil, over to you.
Hey, I'm Phil Zavadil. I'm the city manager.
Deputy Mandragan, Finance Director.
Nadia Melvinoff, Accounting Supervisor.
Jason?
Sure. I'm Jason Alainen. I'm the senior account executive for Springbrook Express. I've been with the company about 10 years, and prior to that, I've been a fire chief and in banking and a lot of different little things that have led me to this.
Matthew?
Hi, everyone. Matt Green with Workday. We support local governments from a HR and finance software perspective. Been in the space for the last 10 years. And at Workday for the last few years, so happy to be here.
Excellent. We're happy to have you. Thank you. And Jeff, if you can hear us, well, we'll just continue on. Jason was here first, so if he has questions, I'll let him go first.
All right. Don't have a lot, but just a few that I wanted to clarify. First off, I was wondering if somebody would be willing to explain to me your guys' tax process and how that works and what your needs are in that regard.
Right now, we use muni revs. The customers will go in and remit their payments or their reports every month. Right now, we're not having issues with reconciling, so that would be nice to be able to tie it into the actual accounting program. So they're separate from each other, so we tie it in just manually. Pretty simple program.
Okay. Out of curiosity, is there like a CSV export that can come out of Muni Revs?
Yeah, we just.
There is, but Moms doesn't do the best of job to try to bring that in. And they're also part of the Alaska Remote Seller
Okay.
Commission, so the Remote Seller Sales Tax. And then we have a vehicle rental tax and a room tax.
Okay.
Those ones aren't in muni revs. They just go directly to AR, and then the remote seller, that pretty much we just get a report from Alaska Municipal League on that, and then that goes into the AR.
Okay. Nope, that helps. One of the things you guys had also requested was your PO process. What are you guys looking for in your PO process for that?
Right now, it's probably still an import thing too. Like maybe we're not doing that correctly. We use another program, Bellwether, and then we send those POs out to the companies. Then we put the same POs into our accounting program again. It's like double entries.
So we were hoping for basically a requisition process, so somebody like myself could go in and request, make a requisition, and then that gets turned into a PO, and we're looking hopefully for an all-in-one system that does that. We
Okay.
went from basically paper forms of like three different colors to Bellwether and the issues with moms and trying to import things is a challenge.
Okay. All right. Nope, that helps me on that as well. The other question on the finance side is what's your guys's budget cycle? Are you guys doing calendar year, fiscal year, or
We're in a calendar year.
calendars in January to December?
Yes.
Perfect. And then lastly, if you guys could give me a little more detail about how you guys do your utilities in terms of billing your water, sewer, electric, garbage, and heating oil. Do you do your sewer calculations based off your water consumption, or how are you guys calculating everything?
They're flat fees. We have different tiers. Residential rates have one rate. Businesses have different rates, and they all get changed based on the sizes. We do
Okay.
also have some of the metered water, but that would just be like a few different places. We actually measure that. It's probably only one or two places.
And then for electric, we have a smart meter system. We're using Tonalys as the it's where you go in and able to get the readings. Again, that's an exportable file, but because of moms, we don't bring that in right now.
Okay.
And then the bulk fuel is what we call it, or the home heating fuel. That is horrible. So it's a paper ticket that the guys delivering fuel generate, a carbon copy paper ticket. It gets entered kind of a reconciliation process into Excel and then again manually entered into MOMS. We are hopefully, if our funding happens, we'll know at the end of the month. We are going to a new system on that. That'll be basically like a point of sale system. So it'll have a C exportable CSV file that as well as a printable ticket.
Okay. Nope, that helps also. Okay, great. I think that answered the majority of the questions I had for you guys. So that'll help me put things together for you. Appreciate that.
Great. Thank you, Jason. Matthew?
Sure. I had one question around grants. How are you tracking those today, within the current system?
Each grant has its own fund, so we do special funds for the grants.
Okay.
And so they get tracked individually.
And would the goal to be to have like a solution that has the ability to then track them within the system and then align the spend to different folks as well and be able to kind of track that internally?
Say that again.
Yeah, go
Yeah,
ahead. Go ahead and ask that again.
I would say so. I would think we would keep the same fund type of based accounting with the ex revenue expense codes,
Okay.
kind of the way we do it now, but making sure that each one of those grants has a separate number that we can track.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, this works for us. Rather, some grantors have it expressed that they would want us to have like separate bank accounts, and so this works for us.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I know that Jason asked a bunch too that I already asked around taxes. So I guess next time I have to show up earlier to ask more questions. But yeah, I'm just looking back through my notes. I guess, being where you are, like mobile accessibility, like has that been challenging in the past as far as like people being out or having workers out in places that might not have the best connectivity?
Before we got Starlink, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So if you have Starlink, we're good. Okay. Yeah. No, Jason asked a bunch of the questions I was going to ask as well. So I do appreciate it.
Hey, glad we can work together.
We are looking for, we're due for a physical server upgrade.
Okay.
Our IT firm is evaluating whether we do that or move over to the Microsoft environment. I think given like Nadia worked remotely for a while. Jody's doing that. It's always a challenge. Stephanie does payroll. It's always a challenge to like time your breaks every couple weeks. Right now we do a remote desktop in, but I think we probably are going to migrate to an online version that way. If people are out or we have need assistance like Jody or somebody else, they can remote in via online portal versus the remote desktop connection we have now, which even with Starlink, it's just wonky. And I think
Okay.
some of that probably just has to do with the way the network's set up, and then Mom's has got its own quirks.
Okay. All righty. No, I appreciate it, and thanks for the elaborating on that as well.
Did you have any more questions, Matthew?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Oh, great. Thank you. Jeff, can you hear us?
I can hear you. I'm sorry. I'm at a conference and
Okay.
so I'm trying to keep the noise down for you guys.
Did you have any questions?
I don't think I have any. I think the prior gentlemen have covered some of the questions that I had, so I don't have any additional at this time.
Okay. How about William? Do you have any questions?
I think I came a little late, so I'll rewatch some
Okay.
of the questions, but I think my main question was answered, which was, about connectivity and if we needed to ship servers or something like that. But it sounds like Starlink is available.
Okay, yeah.
And Jody,
Wow.
I do have one question.
Oh, sure.
I saw in one of the question responses that the city is interested in entertaining all options for both on-premise as well as cloud and hosted. So if we offer both solutions, you would like those both included in the RFP response. Is that correct?
Yes, I think we're just looking for the options. We're not stuck on hosted on-site or via the web. Just trying to look at options right now, but do want to have a web-based option available, because that's probably the way we're going.
Right. So I just want to confirm. So if we have web and on-prem, you would like both options included in the RFP for your consideration?
Sure, if you offer both, that would be welcome.
Okay.
Does anybody have any more questions? Wow, that was easy.
Yeah.
Thank
And then
you.
I do have a question. So right now, more of a question than you could put in your proposal, I guess. Right now, kind of we have time clocks that they're biometric time clocks, right? And no,
They're numbers. We just use
numbers, you just put your ID number in there. And then that gets uploaded. We're using Pay Northwest, which is kind of a Kronos type of system. But then we do import. We don't import that. We basically just print out a timesheet and do that. But what we're Hey Jeff, could you mute yourself? Okay. But we're looking for basically timekeeping, payroll, kind of working all together where an employee could have access to see their time record and everything in one system. We're trying to get away from having like multiple third party types of systems, and kind of a one done solution, ideally.
Anybody else? Okay, well, if Jason, Matthew, William, and Jeff, have you registered on the website?
Yes.
Okay, so if we have any changes, we hope not to, as far as changes to the RFP, but if you want a copy of this recording, I'm happy to send it to you. I just would need your email.
Thank you.
And
Thank
then
you.
all of the questions and answers will be posted on the website as well, where you found our RFP.
Yes. Well, thank you everybody for attending. That was really good. I'm glad we got questions answered right here on the spot.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
You
Hey,
bet.
thanks.
Thank you.
Have a good
Thank you
afternoon,
very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
Take care.
you.